How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, perfect. How's everything going so far? Just getting ready for the tour and whatnot?
Yeah, just, you know, catching up at home. Got a, we did the whole Disney World thing a week ago, and we're still recovering from that with the kids. And then got a couple weeks before, you know, getting back out there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, man, just spending a day doing some interviews and writing songs, and here we are.
Right. Yeah, we're psyched to have you at the Shoshone Bandit Casino July 16th. I know that's a big deal. I know when I told my parents I was interviewing you today, they were like, I love Daughtry. And my sister, for some reason, was like screaming. You're like the one and only artist, because my parents don't really listen to like rock and heavy metal and whatnot. So when I told them I was interviewing you, they're like, oh, sweet. That's fantastic. And it's crazy.
We just came out with a t-shirt recently that says your mom loves Daughtry, because that's generally the consensus.
Yeah, I definitely need to get her one of those. So how's it been?
Awesome,
I mean, like, I know with 2020 happening, no touring whatsoever, and then somewhat last year, kind of like nothing really going on. Have you developed like any hobbies during that downtime, or just been a parent the whole time, or what is it?
You know, here lately, I've been doing a lot of time, spending a lot of time writing, and just trying to catch up on life. I don't know what's going on. If I'm being honest, life just feels like it's been coming full force tenfold lately. So we're all, you know, and we got three kids in the house. So it's always something, getting them to camps or appointments or whatever. So honestly, I haven't had a chance to pick up any hobbies. Getting back out on the road has become a hobby. Like, all right, here we go again.
Did you have to do like vocal warm-ups and whatnot to get yourself back into it?
Oh yeah. It was, I think the first, right when we went back out with Tremonti, it was like the first week was, man, it was like I could get like 30, 40 minutes into a show and I was already wearing down, but comes back after a few shows. But yeah, that time off was it makes you realize how important it is to keep it up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, did you do any like private family shows at all? Like when the downtime was there?
No.
Or just kind of like, you know what?
Not
I'm a
even.
Parent now. I'm a parent's full force.
We actually did an acoustic live stream tour for a few weeks where we would set up in this club in Nashville, and then we would live stream it to different venues, or not to the venues, in partnership with the venues, and people could just watch it from home. And we did that to kind of help, you know, benefit all these small theaters and clubs that were struggling, and, you know, to help out with their you know, employees or whatever. And so that was a lot of fun, but it definitely does not take the place of being out actually in front of people.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's tremendous. Because I know, like, when I was first introduced, obviously, I'm sure you get this a lot, the American Idol audition, I watched that as a kid. And then now fast forward.
What was that?
What?
Never heard of it.
Right? No, yeah, because I remember seeing that like back in the day. And I remember like 2007, around there, I was 11 back then, if you can believe that. It's like, I can imagine what it's like
crazy.
Back then. Like, and then now, you know, going into radio, moving here to be on this station and whatnot. And all of a sudden I see Daughtry with Heavy as the Crown. I'm like, what's this? They're on Cabra.
Yeah.
This is awesome. So what made you switch from, I would say, like, Feels Like Tonight, Home, and all those great songs to kind of amping up the volume there, amping up the rock to it, so to speak?
Well, Feels Like Tonight was never never my choice. I didn't write that song.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that was kind of like thrown on me at the very end of that record. But Home was kind of like my first attempt at writing a pop song back before I even went on Idol. And I had no idea that song was going to do what it did. And I don't think, I'm not even sure the record label thought it was going to do well. As a matter of fact, I feel like there was a point when they said it was never going to be a single. And then American Idol calls and asks if they can use that song for their, you know, to make people feel better about their life when they kick them off, I guess. and it just kind of took on this life of its own and blew up. And then once that happened, the label was kind of like really laser focused on keeping us in that lane. And no matter how many heavy rock songs, I mean, you can go back and listen to every record aside from Baptized. You don't have to do that. every record has its, you know, one or two big rock tunes, and they wanted nothing to do with that. So it kind of became this thing where we were playing ball with the record label. And once I had completed my contract and we decided to part ways, I was like, I got all the other voices out of my head and decided to listen to my own again. And it was like, what do I really, I started kind of like, I went through this phase where I didn't like anything. I turned something. I was like, there's nothing good on the radio. You know, I don't like any. And I would go back and listen to the records that made me actually want to do this when I was a kid, you know, like Dirt, Facelift, you know, those great Alice in Chains records, Soundgarden, Super Unknown, and Bad Motorfinger, Loud Love, and all those records that made me want to get in front of a microphone, pick up a guitar and write songs. And I started to come alive again. And I was like, man, why am I not doing music that what inspired me? And so I started writing for this record, you know, without anyone telling me what I could and couldn't write, or needed to write this for a radio single, or look at what this band's doing. They're not playing guitars. You know what I mean? And I didn't have any of that. So I picked my producers, and we kept it close to the chest, and we started working on the record, and I was so happy to be back in the, you know, surrounded by big guitars and big drums and it was kind of just what I've always wanted to do. I just wasn't fully allowed, if you will. It wasn't like they said you couldn't, but it wasn't really promoted if we didn't really play ball with them. So, you know, that's neither here nor there. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm glad to be independent and doing what I love and standing behind every song with every ounce of me. And I'm already writing for the next one now, and it's probably going to be even heavier.
Oh, fantastic. I love to hear that, because we play bands that are completely out of the ordinary. Like, we play Lorna Shore, Slaughter to Prevail, like these crazy, crazy bands.
Yeah.
And so when I saw Daughtry,
do you like Sleep Token?
Yes. I love them, actually. I love Hypnosis. Man. I love that song. Yeah.
What a freaking band that is. Mark Tremonti turned me on to them, and I was blown away. They only have two albums, I think. I've wore them out. They're incredible.
Even like Tremonti's latest record too. Like, the entire thing is just so heavy, especially with that bass. Like, I love his vocals. Yeah. I love everything about it. So I heard like everything recently, and I've been catching up pretty much, because I'm more of like the classics dude. And then when I came here, it was like, have you heard of this band, this band, this band? And I've been catching up as well. But, you know, it's just funny that, like, with the first album, as you mentioned, like with American Idol and whatnot, I mean, going back to like 2007, I think I read it, like, your first album was the best-selling album of 2007?
Supposedly it was the fastest-selling rock album in SoundScan history. That sounds ridiculous to me, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we sold, like, at the end of it, it was like 7 million albums worldwide, and nobody saw that coming. We didn't see it coming. The label didn't see it coming. They were really banking on me selling 500,000 records, and they would have been okay with that. So they didn't really interfere. They didn't really push. It just turned out the way it did. And it was something that none of us could have predicted. So, and then we got to see the reality when we put our second record out, and it only sold like 1.5 million. And then the third record was like barely went gold. So it was, we saw the, a very interesting trend happening right after that first one. People's like, oh, we don't buy records anymore. So we've accepted that defeat now, and we're just putting out what we love.
Yeah, I think that's the way you got to go, is you got to put out what you like and what you want to make and whatnot, and just have the people follow. It's like that old Field of Dreams quote, if you build it, they'll come, and that sort of thing.
And they'll come. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, but the one also thing I've noticed, one of my favorite songs of all time from you is the What I Want, and I saw featuring Slash. And I was like, how did you be able to get him on that first album there? You know, like, that's so cool.
Yeah. I asked that question myself when it happened. when I was very lucky enough to have on our first record, and we never had him again, but my A&R guy, Ashley Newton, he was a big rock guy, worked Foo Fighters. He worked Velvet Revolver. And we were lucky enough to have him on our side with that first record. And when we lost him, I think that was part of the issue, but I digress. He was friends with Slash. He asked me to make a list of people that I would want to collaborate with if the opportunity arose. and Slash was up there. You know, I was like, when I wrote What I Want with Brian Howes, I remember cruising down Sunset Boulevard that night with the demo going, this sounds like some old GNR, man. And so fast forward to when we're recording the record, Ashley Newton called me up and was like, hey, I think I got Slash confirmed to do What I Want. And I was like, what? Did you tell him who I was? what did you tell him? And I remember being at the studio that day. He shows up in a baseball cap, ripped up jeans, and his Aston Martin. And he gets his guitar. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Slash, can I help you with it? He's like, nah, man, I got it. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I like sit in the studio and watch it? He's like, dude, it's your record. And I was like, so floored that he's here and he's playing on my record. And I hadn't sold a single album yet. And this dude was so gracious enough to come in on a song that, by the way, he hadn't even heard it yet. he had just taken, you know, my A&R guy's word for it and came in and figured it all out on the fly. I mean, he played a bunch of different versions and was like, y'all can pick what you like and go from there. And yeah, that was a pretty surreal moment.
So it is confirmed that he's as cool as he is on TV and whatnot and all that.
He is absolutely the chillest of chill.
Oh, that's so cool, man. So I know you said you were working on some new music, some heavier music. When can we possibly expect that?
We're hoping to have something to listen to by the first of the year. That is the hopes. I've actually got my Pro Tools up right now. I'm cutting vocals on a couple songs that I wrote while we were in Europe. I've had no shortage of things to write about over the last year. So, it's definitely been giving me a lot of ammo, and, we're cranking out some song ideas, but I have a meeting with my producer on Friday, and we're gonna kind of start getting the ball rolling. But yeah, that and doing some touring, obviously we're gonna be doing a lot of writing in between shows and stuff like that. So we want to have at least a single out by the first of the year, if not, you know, having the record being worked on.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. And so that pretty much sums up all the questions I had. Thank you so much. And thank you for spending time with me today. Can't wait to...
Hey, thank you for spending time with me. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love and support.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, man. Be well.
You too.
Thanks.